Okay. NCS Y-Colo. We're here in Beit Lechem. Which other story with a Jewish woman happens in this city? Tamar? Good, good. Give me even later. Even later. Same family. Oh, that's a very recent story. That's right. Akala who died, the story of Akala. That was right. A story in Tanakh. That happens here.
Miss Sisra and
nearby? Miss Sisra? A woman. Rus? Yal is an important woman in Jewish history. Rus, the story of Rus, I think we had that from here also. The story of Rus happens here. Rus and Nami, with the story of which we read on Shavuos. Rus does chesed for Naomi on the way back. Naomi takes care of Rus. Boaz takes care of the two of them. Rus takes care of Boaz. All of that Jewish chesed in response to tragedy, that happens right here. But we're here for, and we'll come back to that in a couple of moments. But we're here right now outside the kever of Rachel Imenu. And we came to daven, just to clarify. We're not davening to her. A person has a living mother, you ask your mother for many things. Baruch Hashem. We came to the kever of Mama Rachel, where of course the Jews daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Some are of the opinion that one can ask a tzaddik or a tzaddikas to carry the tefillas as it were to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mainstream opinion, we came to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we understand that the context in which a Jew davens is important, and context matters. And to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the area where a tzaddik or tzaddikas is buried, can, as it were, leverage the zchus, the merit of that tzaddik, or this tzaddikas, Rachel Imenu, to empower our tefillas, to multiply the power of our tefillas even more. And as Rabbi Tursky mentioned last week in advance of our trip to Hebron, when we daven at the kever of a tzaddik or tzaddikas, we understand that perhaps that tzaddik will daven along with us. We speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we understand that that may be multiplied by the power of the tefillos of Rachel Imenu. And the story of the tefillos of Rachel Imenu begins actually not here, but in Egypt. Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov is failing, he's going to be dying soon. He calls his son Yosef. And he wants Yosef to know, I want to be buried back in Eretz Yisrael. And he turns to Yosef and he says in Perek Memches of Chumash Reish, he says, but Yosef, I want you to carry my body hundreds of miles from Mitzrayim. You're going to embalm my body, preserve my body for the long trip. You're going to bring me back. You're going to bury me in Hebron. We were last week in Maaret HaMachpelah. Then he turns to Yosef and says, I know I didn't bury your mother a distance. We buried her right on the spot, Baderech, on the road. But I want you, you have to understand that was necessary, but I want you to carry me hundreds of miles, preserve my body, carry me hundreds of miles for burial in Eretz Yisrael. What's Yaakov explaining? Ramban says, Pashup Shat, Yaakov is just saying, you might wonder, I didn't do this for your mother, why am I asking you to do this for me? Understand that Rachel died on the road, not far from me, we were traveling, we had no ability to preserve her body and get her to Hebron. But the Torah keeps stressing, Yaakov is so taught, the road, and that's why Rashi quotes the famous Medrash. That it wasn't just, I couldn't get Rachel to Hebron. She needed to be right here. And that story picks up in Yirmiyahu. The Jews are traveling. The Jews are on their way out of in just 2 days. They said Mishra destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and the Jews are being taken into Galus. The Nebuchadnezzar, the emperor of Babel, destroyed the first base of Mikdash. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of Jews are being led out of Eretz Yisrael and chained on their way to Iraq, to Galus and Babel. And the Medrash understands they pass by here. And that's why it needs to be Baderech. Yaakov explains to Yosef, I need your mother, our mother Rachel, to be buried here, alongside where the Jews are going to be leaving after destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Because her tefillos are uniquely powerful. Yirmiyahu HaNavi describes, specifically the tefillos of Rachel penetrates. Why Rachel? And the Medrash explains, Rachel more than Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Sarah and Rivka and Leah, more than all the Abbas Imaos, Barry and Chevron and Maos Machpelah, Rachel's deal is so powerful. What did she do? All great tzaddikim, all great tzaddikos. Avram, Yitzchak, the Akedah. What a massive sacrifice. What heroism. Who knows what the Medrash says? What was it about Rachel that she did that empowered Tzil so much? She gave the password to Leah. That's right.
She was
Mevater. She wants to marry Yaakov. She's been pining to marry Yaakov for years. And for the last 7 years, it's been happening. And then all of a sudden, she turns out to what? It's going to be Leah instead. But Leah needs her password. Otherwise, Yaakov will know who's who. You say, okay, a little mitzvah. I mean, it's impressive. But the Akedah, why is Rachel so uniquely powerful? So Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful drasha. He says, sometimes we look at what's big and razzle-dazzle and the great demonstration of Gura. But sometimes the most powerful Gura of all, Rabbosai, that's the message of this building. Sometimes the most powerful Gura of all is a quiet chesed. No one knew what Rachel was doing. There was no fanfare. There was no audience. And she was ready to make such a massive sacrifice with no one knowing. It's a quiet chesed, and all to prevent her sister from being incredibly embarrassed. And it was centuries later, when this town again became the epicenter of chesed, in the Sefer of Tanakh, Megillas, which the Medrash tells us is all about chesed. We're about to walk into Kever Rachel. There are these ideas in mind. We're standing at, as Yaakov told Yosef, Baderech. This is on the road that was leading to Galus. And we see this road that begins to lead us to Geula, the intersection of Tefillah and Chesed. It's a place to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, to ask ourselves, where are our Rachel moments? What are the little things that I can do that aren't so little? I think they're little because no human being knows. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and it matters. And how many tens, hundreds, millions of people were impacted by the tefillos of Rachel Imenu? Don't underestimate the power of your small, good decisions. We're going to take that thought in with us as we head into the non-Kohanim, head into Kever Rachel, to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that the tefillos of Rachel will mix with towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will mix with the power of our tefillah. And to recognize a place of incredible tefillah. Who are the people in your lives for whom you want to daven? Who needs a medical Yeshua? Who needs financial assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is in a difficult family situation? An emotionally precarious place? Take moments as you head in to think about who are the people that you know well or you know barely at all, for whom you want to daven, and think on your way in and your way out about what changes can I make. Remember that just a few days from now is when our great-great-grandparents daven so powerfully here, our tefillos we multiplied here, and how can I change by the model of Rachel Imenu. If you're a Kohen, stick with me. If you're not a Kohen, you're heading to daven inside here. I've never been inside, so I don't know.
I don't know, I'm assuming she's like underground.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't like that wasn't that.
Oh.